The Big Coal Five, men who control the production of anthracite, from the Punxsutawney Spirit, September 24, 1902. Giants in the industrial and financial affairs of the nation, mighty forces against which the miners have been contending. Excepting a few unimportant deposits in Colorado and New Mexico, the anthracite coal of this country is confined to the Pennsylvania mines, and the vast industry of mining and transporting this fuel to market is controlled by five men. They are President George F. Bauer of the Philadelphia and Reading Railway, Alexander J. Cassatt, president of the Pennsylvania Railroad, Frederick D. Underwood, president of the Erie Railroad, President W. H. Truesdale of the Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western Railroad, and President Thomas P. Fowler of the New York, Ontario, and Western Railroad. These five men, the Big Five they are called, are mighty powers in the financial and industrial world. Subject to their dictum are hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children, and properties producing hundreds of millions of dollars annually. Combined as they now are, they exert a mighty force on the affairs of the nation. First and foremost in the Big Five is President George F. Bauer of the Philadelphia and Reading Railway. He is a native of Pennsylvania and is 60 years old. Mr. Bauer is a veteran of the Civil War and, by profession, a lawyer. His mind is keen and militant. For years, he was the confidential legal advisor of J. Pierpont Morgan in Pennsylvania, and when the Philadelphia and Reading was reorganized after the receivership in 1893, he took a prominent part in the reorganization and was placed at the head of the system. Through his generalship a year ago, the purchase of the Jersey Central was consummated. By acquiring this road, the Reading now owns and controls about 63% of the unmined anthracite coal in the state of Pennsylvania. Alexander J. Cassatt, president of the vast Pennsylvania system, is also a native of the Keystone State. After a liberal education, he entered the employ of the Pennsylvania Road as a rodman. His advance was rapid. And 10 years later, at the age of 32, he was made general manager of the entire system. 12 years he spent in this position, when he retired with a fortune. On the death of President Thomas in 1899, Mr. Cassatt was chosen as his successor. He is 63 years old. W. H. Truesdale first saw the light in Ohio 51 years ago. He began his railroad career as a clerk in the service of the Rockford, Rock Island, and St. Louis Railroad in 1869. He was made president of the Minneapolis and St. Louis Road in 1887, and in 1899 he became head of the Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western. The president of the Erie Railroad is also general manager of the Baltimore and Ohio, as well as head of the New York, Susquehanna, and Western, and several other railroads and coal companies. He began railroad as a brakeman. Thomas P. Fowler, the last of the Big Five, is a native of New York and 51 years old. He is president of the New York, Ontario, and Western, the Ontario, Carbondale, and Barrington, and the Scranton Coal Company. As such, he controls a good percentage of the anthracite output of the Pennsylvania fields. These five great powers in the financial and industrial world control 867 corollaries, and it is against this mighty force that President Mitchell and the miners have been arrayed.